Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, please. I see a charge here on my account I don't recognize. The amount is $59.95, and I don't remember that I made any order. Your company name is not familiar to me. I don't know what did I buy on 22 of the month. Can you just tell me who are you and what are you doing?
Yes, sir. We're a third-party call center. We house different products for different vendors. I would need to pull up an account in order to be able to see exactly what was ordered.
I don't know. I only see $59.95.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
Again, please?
Can I get your zip code?
Area code?
Yes.
93933? 93933. Right. This is the zip code. Is this the one you're asking for?
Yes, sir. And can I get your first and last name?
Loris Ibrahim.
Yes, sir. I do have an account matching that name. Can I just have you verify with your address?
17718 Reynolds Street in Marina, California, 93933.
Yes, sir. So I do see that that charge is dated back from a trial that was started on the 5th of this month for the Icon smartwatch. Do you recall authorizing payments for this order?
What order? What I am ordering?
It's an Icon smartwatch. The order was placed for the 5th of this month.
I don't remember any of this, ma'am. What smartwatch and what Icon and what the $59.95 has to do with Icon watch and your name is Mr. Product? That's very confusing. What is this?
Yes, sir. So you don't recall placing an order for a watch?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Yes, sir. Could anyone in your household authorize this payment?
No.
Yes, sir. I just want to make sure you are aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who has placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing shipping and handling charge of $5.95 for the Icon smartwatch.
How much?
$5.95 for the Icon smartwatch.
What kind of watch for $5.95?
Yes, sir. It's for shipping and handling of the watch. You don't recall authorizing that payment?
I want to understand now what the $59.95 has to do with the $5.99.
Yes, sir. So the charges are from a trial. It's a 14-day trial, and if you don't call within those 14 days to cancel the trial, you're billed for one time the entire price of that product. So the trial was started for $5.95, and that was for shipping and handling only. After those 14 days, you were billed for one time of $5.95, and that was for the price of the watch. Do you recall authorizing payments for this?
I see something like that on my computer.
Yes, sir.
But I haven't received anything.
Did you make that payment?
Yes. $5.95, yes, I made that payment.
So you did order...
But I never received anything.
So did you order a watch?
I didn't order any watches.
You did not order a watch.
It was something like I filled an application, and that application gave me a reward or gave me a free gift. And I pay only for handling $5.95.
Yes, sir. So you did authorize the payment.
Yeah, but I haven't received anything, and I don't want it. I never thought there is another thing to it.
Yes, sir.
I never thought there is another payment that I should make for it. I thought that's a gift or a reward because I filled an application.
No, sir. So it's a 14-day trial. You had 14 days to call in to cancel, and if you didn't call within those 14 days, you're billed for one time the entire price of the product.
Can I try or cancel if I didn't receive anything?
Yes, sir. So you never received the watch?
No.
Yes, sir. The U.S. Postal Service is saying it was delivered to your house at on May 13th at 5:44 inside your mailbox.
There is nothing. Never received anything.
Okay, yes, sir. So, but you did order the watch?
I didn't order a watch, ma'am. I did not order a watch. Try to understand. It was some kind of ad to pay just shipping and handling.
Yes, sir.
Because so I filled some information you requested.
Yes, sir. So when you did the trial, or when you did the application?
What trial?
Okay,
what
when you did
trial? What
you
did, I'm gonna try?
Yes, sir.
For
I'm trying to.
Days.
I'm trying to help you. When you did the trial, or when you did the application, did it? What did you order?
I didn't order anything. I just paid the shipping and handling.
Yes, sir. What did
That's
you pay
all.
The?
I
what
never
you
heard from you. Seen anything from you after that?
What did you pay the shipping and handling for?
There were several things.
What were you trying to get when you did the shipping and handling?
I liked that because there was four or five different things. And I picked this one and I paid the shipping and handling thinking that this is the end of it.
Yes, sir. What did you pick, though? Did you pick the watch? Because that's what we have you charged for.
I didn't pick anything, ma'am. You don't understand.
Listen.
I have seven different watches, okay? I didn't need any watches. I didn't even think of buying a watch. There was some kind of questionnaire or some things to fill out, like a shipping thing, and then a reward at the end, and I can pay only shipping and handling. So I picked that thing. Not that I want a watch. I don't need any watches. I have over six watches. It's a trick. It's a fraud. This is not right. And I will call my credit card and ask them to restore this money, and I will report to you as a fraudulent people. That's not right. You pay the shipping and handling only, and then $59.95. For what? For what? For something I never seen? Something I never received? What is this?
Yes, sir. Hold for me one moment.
I don't know. And I will call the credit card. لا ما هي أكيد بتعمل حاجة بتعمل تشيك على حاجة الواتش واتش ايه نيل عليك وعلى اللي جابك
Yes sir, are you still there?
Yes, I am here.
So you said you did authorize the payments for $5.95 shipping and handling.
That's right.
Yes, sir. And on the fifth, that was on the 5th of this month.
It was what?
On the 5th of this month, you did authorize shipping and handling of $5.95, correct?
That's right.
Yes, sir. So when you paid that $5.95 shipping and handling for doing the survey, at the end of that survey, you were presented with a list of gifts. We have you down as you ordered the Icon smartwatch, but because you did authorize these payments, it's not fraud. Those are valid charges. It was a 14-day trial, and you had 14 days to call in to say that you didn't want the product, and we would have canceled it. And since you didn't call in to cancel, that's why you were billed for that one time of $5.95 or $59.95. So the most that I can do for you, since you said that you didn't receive your watch, is I can have another shipment for the watch sent to you.
So there is nothing, actually, to cancel. I canceled something that I have in my hand. I can call you and cancel it. But I don't have anything in my hand. That's number one. Number two, there was nothing about that $59.95 mentioned anywhere. There
yes,
was
sir.
No...
So when you started the trial, do you recall checking a box that said you were 18 years or older?
Yes, I am over 18. I am over
yes,
17
sir. So
years
in
old.
That box where you checked that states that you're 18 years or older is where it held the terms and conditions of our 14-day trial. And so since you did click that box and these are valid charges, what I can do for you, since you said you didn't receive your orders, I can ship you out another watch.
No. I didn't need any watch. I want you to remove these charges. And I don't want any watch from you. And if I receive this watch, I'll ship it back to you. I don't need it.
Yes, sir.
I don't need it. As I said, I thought it's just for filling that questionnaire or filling that shopping thing. That's all. I didn't know that there is any other science to it. But I don't need watches. And I promise you, if I get it, I will just take it to the post office or whoever shipped it to me and give it back to them to take it back to you. My main concern now is canceling that $59.95. I don't need any watch.
Yes, sir. So because that is a valid charge and you didn't call within those 14 days, I can only offer you a 35% refund on that end of trial charge.
Ma'am, as I told you, I have no problem calling my credit card and they will take their money back. They will charge back this money.
Yes, sir. So what happens when you file a dispute
with money
your... Yes, sir. What happens when you file a dispute with your bank is that they call us, and this is a recorded line, and you did over the phone verify that you did place this order, which would make it a valid charge that you didn't.
I will tell them also that I don't need it, and I didn't receive it.
Yes, sir, but it
I
is recorded
that
on the...
too.
Yes, sir, but it is recorded on the line that I also did offer to have the watch shipped out to you, and it does show a USPS tracking number that order was delivered to your house on May 13th at 5:54 into your mailbox. So what I can do for you is I can give you...
Did I sign any paper that I received it? Normally, when there is a shipment is sent to me, they give me like an iPad to sign that I received the shipment. Is there anything to prove that I received it?
Yes, sir, because it shows delivered at your house by USPS.
Ma'am, I'm asking
that's provided
question.
For us. So what I can do for you is that I can offer you a 50% refund, but because these are valid charges, I can't give you a full refund.
Full refund for what?
The
59. I need the $59.95
yes,
and the $5.99. Both of them.
I can only refund the $59.95 because that $5.95 is the shipping and handling from doing your trial. So I can give you 50% of that $59.95 charge.
I'll do it my way. Bye.
I don't know what he said, but he hung